We're going to look at Psalm 16 today for the exhortation as we prepare to confess our sins. We'll read Psalm 16. This is God's Word. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life in your presence. Is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Well, this morning, just looking at a few verses from this psalm, obviously with the exhortation, we can't do every verse in full detail here, but a few things I'd like to point out to you. Our brother, Pastor Todd, last week taught us about the spiritual mind that we have in Christ, right? 1 Corinthians 2 says, we have the mind of Christ. Well, what does the Christian mind do? Well, it casts down every imagination that is contrary to the knowledge and obedience of God. That's what 2 Corinthians 10 tells us, right? We are to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And therefore, we expose lies. We are in the lie-exposing business now that we have spiritual minds. And one of the common lies that we hear is this. Pursuing your own lustful desires will bring you happiness, whereas denying yourself, as Jesus commanded, will only produce sorrow and frustration. That's the lie. Pursuing your own desires, your own lustful desires, your ungodly desires, is going to bring you the satisfaction that you are hoping for. Well, to that lie, verse 4 says this of our psalm. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Who hasten after another God. So you run after idols. This is what verse 4 says. Your sorrows will increase. You're in for more sorrow. Not satisfaction. What verse 4 says about idols really can apply to any idol that you can think of. In terms of when you run after your own selfish or lustful desires, you find that you do not gain the satisfaction that you were so hoping for. Maybe something that's short-lived. Maybe something very fleeting. Hebrews 11 calls it the fleeting pleasures of sin. They last for a very brief time. But then they only produce sorrow. And so that's what verse 4 tells us here. And you can think of many examples. One example, of course, I thought of that's very obvious in this regard, very physically obvious, is the use of drugs. You know, think about this god of drugs and what it produces. You get these short-lived, temporary pleasures from it, and then where does it leave you? Only needs more and more and more. And then what is the ultimate end that it produces? Death, destruction, sorrow. That's where it leaves you. And in principle, that's the case for any other idol that you can think of that you're going to run after. It's only going to produce sorrow. But in contrast to that, listen to verse 11. You can run after other gods and you can have more sorrow. Or you can look to the God of life and find pleasure, joy, satisfaction. Verse 11, it says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." That's remarkable. And there's other things in the psalm that describe the joy of having the true and living God as your God. The peace, the satisfaction, the promises of eternal pleasures. eternal joys that God provides, both in the present life to some degree, and then more to come, more than you can even imagine in the ages to come. And so if you go back to the lie that I first presented, we want to turn that around. Pursuing your own lustful desires is not the path to joy and satisfaction. Rather, pursuing your own lustful desires will ultimately bring you sorrow and dissatisfaction. But in following the true and living God, and in following Jesus Christ, and in taking up your cross and denying yourself and walking with Him, there is the way of true peace and true joy and true satisfaction. And it's all by God's grace to be in the presence of God. And so whereas the pleasures of sin are temporary, the pleasures we experience in relationship with our God are forever. And there's more to come. So brothers and sisters, if you've committed yourself to this path of putting off these old ways and following the true and living God, you have chosen the better portion. You have chosen that good path, that path of being in the presence of God, where there are pleasures forevermore. So having exposed that common lie, we can now confess our sins together. And as we do so, we ask that God would renew our minds. We want to think rightly about these things. And remember now, as you confess your sins, you come to God, not of your own accord, but through a mediator, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the only mediator between God and man, and it's only by faith that we can come through Him to God the Father and receive this forgiveness of sins. And that's why whenever we confess our sins, we say, in some way or another, in Jesus' name, amen. Because it's in Jesus Christ that all of God's promises are yes and amen and confirmed for us. So let's go now by faith and confess our sins to God. Our merciful Heavenly Father, we come to You confessing that we are sinners in need of Your mercy. We ask that You would not deal with us according to our iniquities, but that You would have mercy. And Lord, we desire that our minds would be renewed by the truth of Your Word. Teach us that the way of joy, the way of peace, the way of satisfaction is found in living in Your presence and not in running after other idols. Cleanse our congregation of idols, Lord. Continue to strengthen us to put off these besetting sins and to live righteous lives. We ask that You'd renew our minds, guard us against lies so that we would know the truth, we would believe it, and that we would walk in it as well. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.